You're listening to the Business Bite Podcast with Grace Rizzo.
Hi, I'm Grace Rizzo, and welcome back to the Business Bite Podcast. And today I am so excited to have my friend Katrina Klein with me. Katrina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So tell our listeners and viewers a little bit about what you do to better the dental profession.
Oh, what I do is I help dental professionals get out of pain or prevent pain from the job that we do. So the physical aspect of what we do is very draining and oftentimes is dangerous. And so there's a lot of workplace injury, and I do everything in my power from educating on ergonomics and give stretches and posture strengthening, all kinds of stuff just to try and help people prolong their careers and then retire without being in pain.
Awesome. So what is some of the most, I guess, frequent or obvious or harmful, like what's the biggest mistake that people make in terms of ergonomics on the day to, on their day-to-day, in their day-to-day life?
You know, a lot of it is just how we practice. We don't really have a very good mind-body connection. And so really paying attention to how we're practicing and then not stretching. I would say not stretching frequently enough or strengthening the body so that it can be prepared for the job we do. You know, an athlete doesn't walk up to the starting line never having trained before. And dentistry is a very physical job. So we really have to think about ourselves not necessarily as an athlete, but kind of an athlete. It's a very physically demanding job. And so if we walk up to the plate with just our scrubs and a mouth to treat, we're not really coming to the operatory with all the tools that we need. And we're kind of setting ourselves up and really our patient care up for poor results because we get fatigued and we're tired and we don't necessarily recommend everything we might need to. We may give up a little early. We may, especially towards the end of the day, we may not give everything that we have to what we're doing because we're tired. Mm-hmm. So I would say prevention, really coming to work with everything on board that we need.
So you're saying it's more of an understanding and a mindset and an approach to business and to your day-to-day life, in that you look at people aren't even considering how am I going to stay healthy to do this job, and not just healthy, but how am I going to position myself in and out of the operatory to be there.
Right.
And then that affects you mentally, and that affects your energy, and that affects your whole ability to provide high level care.
So. Right. I know when I first got into hygiene, I knew that for me, this was a job that had to last me forever. It's something that I couldn't just say, okay, I'm going to try something new in 10 years. This was it for me. And so I took everything that I learned, everything that I knew, and applied it rigorously. And I have no pain. I've been practicing hygiene for, you know, 13 years. I've been in dentistry since I was 19. So I've been around and I don't have any pain. And I think it's because I've really applied the ergonomics and I've stayed active and I do strength training and I stretch often. I do all of those things so that I can make this career last me, because the reality is I'm not going back to college.
Yeah.
I love what I do. I love dentistry and I want to be able to do it until I don't want to, not until my body forces me to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of the approach that I try to take with people, is let your decisions cater to when you retire, not this ability.
So what would you say to a dentist that feels like they're okay? They've got some ergonomic training, they've got certain equipment and things, they're not experiencing pain, but they haven't necessarily educated their team and they haven't necessarily taken this to the level of a team approach. How would you get them to bring this sort of mentality that you speak of and share it? Because don't these things start from like the top? Like, I've got a treadmill in my office now and I'm telling my team like, hey, if you want a treadmill, let me know. I'll get you one. And it doesn't work for some positions. I can't have my graphic designer like walking, you know, but people on the phones and things, it keeps your energy up and it kind of resets your body a little bit. So that comes from me being like making this available to them. So what would you say to a dentist in terms of their responsibility to entertain and kind of promote a healthy workplace? How much does that matter
to people? Oh, it matters a ton, because you know that feeling starts from, you know, what's acceptable in the office norms. And what I would say too is that, you know, in dentistry, we're not just restoring things, we're prevention specialists. And so we have to take that and look at ourselves too. You know, when you say, I feel fine, I don't think I have any problems, I'm wearing my loops. That is so typical. It's just like periodontal disease or heart disease or anything else. It's cumulative cellular damage that's occurring that the body's recovery system can't keep up with. And then we end up with damage. We end up with, you know, demyelinization of nerves and tingling in our fingers. And then it's, my whole shoulder is hurting. And then we're on the surgery table. So it doesn't just, you don't just start off one day with this ridiculous injury that's got you, you know, with pins in your back. It starts at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have pain yet, that's great. But the reason why a lot of the times we end up with these things is that we normalize what we do. Our neuromuscular patterns are normalized within us. And so if you don't have someone coming and looking at you, you may never even know. I mean, I can tell you tons of times assistants will say, oh my gosh, my doctor's hunches like crazy. My doctor has to do your program, Katrina. You should see him. But the problem is he doesn't know because it's normal to him.
Yes. Right? So tell me about your program a little bit. So someone's sitting here going, oh my gosh, this is me, or I want my whole team to be aware of this so that we can practice together for a long time. Or people have, and I'm going on a tangent here, but I'll come back to it. But people have a hard time attracting new team members and keeping team members. And when you start to show a real interest in people's well-being, inside and outside of the business, you can really attract and keep some great team members. So tell us about how a dentist would start with you or learn about your program.
So there's kind of two different parts to what I do. And the first part is as an ergonomics assessment, I can come into the office, observe the member of the staff in their actual working positions, how they're operating, where their equipment is, look at their workspace, give recommendations for that. And also give recommendations for how they're using their workspace, because ergonomics is not, you know, a one part situation. It's your workspace, how you're working in it, the equipment you're using, whether you're stretching, you know, all these things. And so a wellness program provided by the employer where you have someone come in and observe your staff member is huge. It also, I think, shows that the person is invested in your future. If they're willing to provide you with some equipment that might lengthen your career by 10 years or 20 years, or might free them from the possibility of ever having to worry about a workers' comp claim, that's huge. You know, dentistry, we're boutique businesses, and so we can't afford to have staff members going out on disability.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't just benefit the employee, it benefits the employer as well. So the dentist doesn't have to worry about lost production, upset patients, you know, replacing a new person, and themselves as well, because these people become attached to you as their provider. Mm-hmm. And if you can't show up to work someday, or you're tired, or, you know, you're showing signs of pain, patients get concerned and they start wondering, do I need to go somewhere else?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's absolutely a benefit to have someone come in and do an ergonomics assessment, provide you with recommendations,
And you can do this, right? This is what you do.
What I do.
For those of you listening, this is what Katrina does, and this is her true passion. And she'll be able to come in and tell you exactly what to change. And am I right in assuming that it can be like little things?
Oh, there's a lot of little things. Sometimes it's just changing the patient chair by 4 inches. You know, maybe there's just not enough room to get the clinician behind the head of the patient. And so they've been kind of leaned over to the side because they can't get behind there. So these are not always, equipment changes. Sometimes it's just positioning of a keyboard. But you don't know unless you're looking through that lens. You know, we always talk about how we look at people in the teeth. I look at people in the posture. Mm-hmm. So I see how they work. And as a full-time hygienist, I understand our struggle. I understand what we're trying to accomplish in the mouth and what's required to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part of the thing that I do is I come in and I can do like a lunch and learn with this whole staff. And so I can teach ergonomics to a whole dental staff and reach everybody rather than just one person. So you get, there's a couple of different ways to approach it. You get the individual aspect of it. And then also a course that you can
have. If I were a meeting planner, if I was looking for an interesting topic that will benefit a whole team, I would get you there because you can give actual tips and demonstrations and illustrations and give people enough information to walk away and have value, right?
Oh yeah. Well, and my course is extremely very interactive. I have people practice stretches right there on the spot because I want them to walk away with something. I don't want to just sit there and drone on for an hour about ergonomics. Not everybody is passionate like I am about ergonomics. They just want to know what they can do to get out of pain.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely.
So
great. So
that's what I do.
And then you also, I mean, you're in great shape. I mean, and for anyone who knows you or follows you on social media, you're in great shape. You look fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you help people with that as well? Can you help
I do.
With their overall health?
Yes. Yeah, so the third part of what I do is I have an individual program where I work with people one-on-one. I have a program, I put together custom workouts for them, give them stretches that are specific to their needs, help them with their nutrition, give them ergonomic strategies that they could do. Some of the things that I incorporated into my CE course are part of that, but I really tailor it to what they need. Mm-hmm. I give them a posture analysis every month. We take pictures, we can shoot videos, you know, give them things, step-by-step instructions on what to do, how to do it, how it should feel so they have good form, all of these things. And they do it for 3 months at a time. And it's great. You know, I mean, I have people that tell me in a week, I feel so much better. I can't believe I didn't, you know, I just, one little thing sometimes makes all the difference.
Yes. I love
it. So yeah, I do that too.
Awesome. So I think there's a big need for what you do in the dental profession, and we've worked together, and I've kind of seen your business just evolving. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to consider talking to Katrina. If you're sitting there feeling pain as she's talking, like, definitely reach out, have a conversation. Is this something that you can talk to people at no charge and just kind of get a gauge for where they're at and what they might need?
Yeah, you know, I'm always available. Message me on social media or my phone number. I have a website, ergofitlife.com. I'm always available. I always am happy to talk to people. I can't tell you how many people I talk to all the time have questions.
And it's Katrina with a K, and last name Klein with a K, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Katrina Klein. And I've known Katrina for quite some time now, and she's just someone that I connect very well with and that I trust completely. So if you're kind of on the fence about this, definitely give her a call. I recommend it for any dental team to come in and just get the evaluation, see those little things that you can change and you can better the health and the life of your whole team. It's worth the investment.
Right. Well, you know, I think that it comes down to patient care. And I think that that's kind of what keeps me inspired, because as much as I love ergonomics, I don't see myself ever not being chairside. And so I know that if I'm not practicing ergonomics, I'm not giving my all. I know that I'm tired, and I know that I could potentially make it where I can't reach those people. I can't help those people. So if I want to give good patient care, I need to be on my A game. Mm-hmm. I need to be able to look at someone and have a conversation with them about their treatment needs. Mm-hmm. And if I'm tired, chances are I might not be quite so convincing.
Very true. Very true. Well, thank you so much, Katrina. I appreciate all of this great information. And
thank you.
For all of our listeners and viewers, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. And if you have any questions, reach out to me. Again, I'm Grace Rizza, and this is The Business Bite. And I can be reached at grace@identitydental.com. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.